Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Shout out to our radio affiliates. I am Morenci. We got a full house here this evening. It's our last show of the year, and I think it's a good thing. We all need a couple of days to decompress here. It's like end of season. We're like a bolt. We're like the Florida Gators. That things are going better, except me and a raging redhead are going to be throwing it down tomorrow on Game Time Decisions. Tony Finn's going to step up and in a couple of minutes. We're going to get to the football. We're going to run the gauntlet. We got Ian Cam. We got Raging Reddit, Cam Stewart. But, you know, all kidding aside, the biggest story of the day today has got to be poor Mary Ann biting the bullet. And if you don't think coronavirus is real, then number one, you suck. But number two, COVID has taken from us two of the most iconic figures of all time, in a sense. Darth Vader. Like, and I'm not just saying this, but if you look at Darth Vader, and let's just say top 10, and it's the whole thing, as Ian Cameron, we hear him chuckling in the background, and hold on, Babato, we'll get back to you. But, like, Darth Vader, one of the most famous names in the world's history that everybody knows. Number one, Jesus Christ. Number two, all right, let's say God, Jesus. The Beatles, Muhammad Ali, Kennedy, Trump, as crazy, yes, I'm not, you know what I mean? But Trump is one of the most famous people in the history of the world ever, right? One of the biggest, whatever, the best hustler comment in the history of the world, right? One of the biggest names, right? Darth Vader. Darth Vader is like one of the top 10, like basic, like names in the history of the world. Like people like, if you did word association with people, you ever heard of Jesus Christ before? Yes. Have you ever heard of Kenneth Faried before? Yes. Have you ever heard of Darth Vader? Yes. Have you ever heard of Mike Trout? Who's that? Shout out to Mary Ann. And you know what? People always say it's the greatest debate of all time. It really isn't. Because who the hell ever voted for Ginger? Let's just be real. Whoever voted for Ginger? Ginger's hot. She's a smoke show. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart did. I got no beef with redheads, but you're not topping Don Wells. You're not topping Mary Ann. The ultimate girl next door. Bring it.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you. And nobody wants that. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you. Because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As long as you can remember, there's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you. It's meant memories, family, friends. And yeah, we'll say it. Fun. Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football.
Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
so we're throwing it down here. And yeah, we're going to get into the games, but we've broken down the games. We're going to get to more picks. I'm still blown away. Cam, this is like the biggest like mind shock to me that Babano didn't know like Marianne Ginger. And for the record, Babano. For the record. And for, I told you, like, it's like a jail, Cam. Did we lose Cam? Here, Cam, you hear a noise? Like, it's like basically like we're going to, it's like, all right, prisoner number 7819. Hello, hello, you've got a call. Hello, hello.
This is what it sounds like when you go into a mine shaft, Gabe. Submarine.
Like, those guys in Chile that were stuck in the mine sounded better. All right, let's bring in Tony. We might be breaking the internet net right now. Let's bring in Tony Finn. What's up, Tony? Hey, Tony. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Ditto. Right back at you and all the rest of the...
Hold on. All right, we love Tony, but we got a weird, like, am I crazy or is it just me, Cam? You hear that? You hear that, Babano?
Oh, God, do I hear it? Oh, yeah, it's there. It's there. Feedback.
Sound like a siren or something.
Yeah.
I mean a siren? You mean a siren? You're killing
siren.
Me, bro.
Yeah, the rappers say siren.
Siren? What the hell are you talking about?
Like, this guy, I don't even know what this guy's doing anymore.
Like, what? I'm like, it sounds like a siren.
Siren?
All right, hold on, Babano. You're killing me, bro. Like, you're really killing me right now. It sounds like a siren. Okay. All right, so I'm still blown away, but Cam, it reminds me of the night, actually, years ago, and we had Eric Cohen on the show the other night. When Cohen didn't know, he admitted, like, he did not know Led Zeppelin. Never heard of Led Zeppelin. Like, Cohen did not know what Led Zeppelin.
That's worse than anything I've just done.
No! I think, Cam, you're the judge. What's worse? They're both, okay, so they're both, you know, sports geek guys. What's worse? Like, I don't expect like a sports geek guy to know like whatever. Cohen wasn't a stoner cool kid listening to that heavy, you know what I mean? So, but Ginger Marianne's like saying you've never heard of Sprite before to me. That's like saying I don't know what Sprite is. Cam,
it's a tough one, Gabe. It's a tough one. I'm gonna put Led Zeppelin as a very small favorite there, because not only that, like, I know Cohen doesn't know anything about music or whatever, but that's the thing. Like, I think Led Zeppelin on a global scale in comparison to Gilligan's Island, it's, you know, you're right. This is a straight pick 'em. It's tough. Like, this could go either way. It's tough. You got to know both. I got to be honest with you. If you don't know who Led Zeppelin is, you're a stooge. And if you don't know Gilligan's Island and you're, yeah, I love you, Babano, but I don't want to call you a stooge, but it's surprising. That's all. You, Babano, you're in CX.
I know the show. I just forgot the characters' names. That's all. Marianne and Ginger. Okay. We're talking about a debate from 40 freaking years ago. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about one of the most famous actresses of all time. Let's bring in Tony Finn right now. All right, what's up, Tony? How you doing, Tony Finn?
Why don't we talk about Magic Johnson now and Wilt Chamberlain and some of these guys, too?
I just sold off a battle. All right. How you doing? I didn't say how you doing, but
hey,
I said how you doing,
I'm good.
Tony Finn. How you doing, Tony?
Everything is good. Everything's kosher. Here in Vegas, I'm hoping everything's good for you guys, wherever you are, this wonderful Wednesday night. I apologize. We must have some technical difficulties on my end, so I'm late.
Yeah, it is. It's all your fault, actually. But no, it's not your fault. Right. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. No, it's not. It really isn't. So listen, I don't mean to be put off here. We're going to get into the games. But Tony, I just asked Ian Cameron a simple question. Simple question. I said, Marianne or Ginger? He did not understand the question. Mm-hmm. And I get, like, you know what I mean? He's
Marianne.
Younger and stuff. Thank you.
Marianne.
Has anyone ever answered Ginger? Cam did. Because, you know, But you said, Cam, redheads can't have sex with redheads. That's how you get albinos, right?
No. No, it's a real problem. I dated this really beautiful redheaded girl when we were in, like, public school, and I used to deliver her paper. I always gave her two. And I wrote, hey, I like you. Let's go to public skating. And then we were there. I remember at the snack bar, people were like, ah, look at the gingers there. These kids, like, they were ridiculing me. I was, like, going to kill everybody. Morenzi, it was tough because
that's not
she was red and I was red, and it just doesn't work out. It just doesn't work out.
I've never looked at redhead, though, as me even personally. And look, I'm bald. I've never got the beat like a redhead stepchild thing. It's got to be insulting, Ken. Like I said, I don't understand the point. Like, you know what I mean? What's the point? I don't really get, like, I've never thought about it, but I never also thought about, you know, redheads, but I got no beef with you, but I'll be honest with you, Cam. She's not really a redhead. Like, it's sort of that dyed red hair, right? She's got the dyed red hair.
Oh, yeah.
Which I gotta be fan. No, I gotta
right.
be honest
right.
with
you. Hey,
I'm
Tony,
a massive
I miss
fan.
I miss you, buddy. I miss the Quaalude jokes.
What's up, Tony?
I miss being on the show.
Okay, so
reduce my prices. Call me anytime.
All right, so listen. Yes. I'm gonna ask now. We don't want no one speaking ill of anybody. We praised her hotness.
Okay.
Yep.
But you got Marianne and Ginger. And Ginger's great. I've always said too, being the smart ass, why not both? Right? And I'm sure a lot of other people thought the same thing. And but without being stated, and we talked about it. So Cam brought some people up. Listen, Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, that woman's unbelievable. She doesn't age, man. Like, she's like, that Wonder Woman era, too, was over the top. But I'll ask you, Cam, right now, were you a fan? How about the Dukes of Hazzard and Daisy Duke? Because that's pretty prime 80s type stuff right there. That's pretty prime 80s right there.
Yeah, Gabe, I'm kind of a different guy, though. It's just weird because we grew up, the styles were back. Like, when I was a kid and you start to notice women and you're like, ooh, you know, you're getting all excited. Hey, hormones, party time. The girls from the 20-minute workout, I used to love those leotards. And they used to drive me nuts. I like big Texas hair and those girls got me going, yeah. Big fan.
You know what, Cam? I'll cheers you with that. Nothing wrong with the big hair era. It was a good era. It's a big hair. You know what reminds me of big hair?
Redheads have a special, they have special pheromones. They smell, they have this beautifully sweet, sexy, musky scent that they just have more sex.
Tony, listen.
The blondes are more perfumey.
It's always been, it's been proven. Yeah, it's been true. Proven. That's one thing about gingers. Yeah, the scent. The scent is.
I've heard that.
It's a positive one.
I haven't heard about the scent, but I've heard that. And Cam, you told me that too. And I guess that the legend is true, huh? Redhead chicks are kind of wild. I guess that's the deal.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's kind of like a good and bad thing, Gabe. It's like what you talk about, right? Like, sometimes you're like, hey, party time, it's great. But they can also go bananas and, like, chuck a glass of wine at you when you don't see it coming or something. Very unpredictable.
Yeah, yes. I like it. No, you're right. It's more of a one-night stand thing. That's what you're saying. All right, we're going to reset the table right now. I like it. Kyle Johnson, good name.
What?
Kiana Flex Appeal, you're right. I remember her, Kiana. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, the 20-minute workout.
I remember.
Settle down, Babano.
TSN showed that.
All right, bowl picks coming up next, we promise. Yeah, we promise. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide. Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. So many sports, so many memories, so many players, so many teams, so many great matchups, so many possibilities. Now, are you really going to pass all that up? This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking
and want to know how to make it your career.
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bid it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Late night anger management class. Continue, Ty Morency. You know, Cam, you just threw out the chick, the girl on V. The girl on V. Yeah. But, me guessing you, I would have always thought you to be a guy from this era. And I was looking, because I looked it up. We're on the same page. I'm sure how many people are thinking, and you see it right away. Oh, I like Jacqueline Smith. I liked her, whatever. Right? She's right up there. But I've always thought, I was thinking you were going to say the girl Erin Gray. She was on Buck Rogers. She was on a bunch of shows. You remember Erin Gray? I think she was with Ricky Schroeder, actually.
I'm a big fan.
I think she was Ricky Schroeder. Yeah, see? I know, if I was going to hook my buddy up.
Silver Spoons.
Yeah, Silver Spoons. Yeah, he's a big tool bag. But if I was gonna hook you up type thing, and I was thinking, all right, who can I, be a good girl for Cam? I'd be like, yeah, let me call my friend Erin Gray. Would you be happy if I did that? You'd be like, oh, thanks. Not bad.
Very happy.
She is 70 years old right now.
But you bring up a lot of good points here. And I'll tell you another thing. All those old shows, like you talk about, like the Star Trek aliens and stuff like that from Captain Kirk, and he's banging anything with a heartbeat there. But Buck Rogers, very underrated for that stuff, too. Very, oh, man. Buck Rogers was a great show. They got to bring it back. Big fan.
I'm down with every chick on Star Trek, the original series. Without a doubt. All right, we got Tony Finn kicking it with us. We've got Ian Cameron, the Raging Red. I just want to throw it out here, too. So, Babano, as clueless as you are, but it's a good thing, you're only here for your picks. You're not here for your pop culture knowledge. But look it up online right now if it's not too much to ask. Just look up Ginger and Marianne and look at the two of them and tell us, all right? Who are you picking?
I did. I've caught up to what we're doing here. Yes, I have. So, yeah, the blonde, obviously. That's usually what I'll choose. So, I'll be the 1,010,000th person probably to say Marianne.
The blonde,
a brunette.
Listen, Ginger.
There's a brunette and a redhead.
If it was Ginger, after going out with Ginger, I'd feel like I had to pay her. I don't know, something about her. I'd have to pay her. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what it is, Tony?
Just generally with women, I prefer blondes and brunettes over redheads, personally. But that's personal preference.
It was a simple question, Babano. Marianne or Ginger? And you said, I'll take the blonde one. All right, I'm done with you, Babano. We'll leave Babano out of this for a couple of minutes. We're going to leave Babano out of this for a couple of minutes. Like, Babano, I'm starting to worry about you now. I really am. I'm starting to worry about you a little bit right now. But let me ask you, all right, Cam, were you a fan of the TV show Three's Company at all? Or is it a little I'm a little older than you are, but were you a fan? Three's Company was man, I'm watching this every day type thing. The weekly when it was on and then the reruns after. Love Three's Company as a kid. Yeah. Who's the hottest chick?
Yeah.
Were you?
John Ritter.
You know the dude's name, you know the actor's name, but you don't know if Marianne or Ginger are, you think they're blonde? Oh, all right, I'm not even going to go down this road. Because even though we're going to be on Sirius, Cam, you know what I'm saying here. Dear God is right, bro. What I was going to ask.
There was a
hottest
lot of
chick. I was just going to say, I'm a big fan of Janet. Big fan of Janet.
Me too.
And if I could do a few things in life, and I went back in time, I would like nothing better, Cam. Imagine this, buddy. You and I go out to a game. We go see the Los Angeles Rams play. After the Rams game, after we win our bet, you, me, and Tony hook up over at the Regal Beagle. And I hook up with Janet. You got Lana, who lives upstairs. Remember, Tony, Lana upstairs? Dear God. She was the ultimate sleaze. Remember
that? Lana.
I was like, how come I don't know Lana?
What about Greedy Gretchen?
Remember Lana? And I remember, I used to get mad. I'm not even exaggerating. Like, literally mad. As a horny little kid. I was like, what the hell's wrong with you, man? This Lana chick's all over you guys. Just do her. I was like, what's wrong with you people? Right? I used to get so mad about Jack. I was like, I don't care.
That was a young Suzanne Summers in that show. She had Step by Step after that. She did two sitcoms.
Thank you. Yes, she did. She did. But, Tony, Janet or Chrissy? Or Chrissy?
That's a kind of a trick question, because it would depend on the mood I'm in. If I was in mood to be bitched at, it would have been Marianne. It would have been the Janet. If I was in the mood to do some thigh exercises, it would have been Suzanne Summers.
That's a good point. Janet did complain a lot. She was always mad. Jack, you didn't clean up the kitchen.
Did.
Jack.
Yeah, she did.
Jack, you didn't pick up your condom. Jack, it never ended with her. You're right. It's good. That's a good point. What about the new ones, Ken? Do you remember when they brought in the other one? Oh, what was her name on the show? They had the nurse and the other one. They had the nurse, Jackie, who was too serious.
Yeah.
And then they had the other one, which I don't remember her name, the bubbly one, that was kind of cool, actually. She was actually kind of hot. But I never thought Suzanne Summers was hot. She reminds me of my aunt. I don't know, it's kind of crazy, but I have an aunt that looks like Suzanne Summers. And I'm like, yeah, she's all right, but she's not like this, like, dreamboat. Farrah Fawcett's another story. You know, I'll tell you guys, when I was like 6 years old, and in real old days, it's true stories, and Tony Finn will attest, he knows the deal, that I literally used to walk like 2 miles as like a six-year-old to school alone and stuff. And one day after school, I used to go buy gum and baseball cards and stuff like that. But, you know, Cam, I was a kid. I couldn't help myself. I stole like an Expos baseball from a store. As a kid, I put the baseball in my jacket and I stole a Farrah Fawcett button. Like of the chick from Charlie's Angels. And
nice.
I got home and my grandmother, man, saw right through me right away, bro. Right away. She's like, where'd you get the baseball? Where'd you get the Farrah Fawcett button? I'm like, I want it in school. And she goes, oh, really? She goes, seems kind of a strange thing to win, a woman in a bikini. You know what I mean? I had like this Farrah Fawcett button as a kid. And my grandfather did the old school thing, man. They brought me back to the store, Tony, the next day. Nowadays, you just get shot or tased. In the old days, though, they'd bring you back, right? I had to go back and... Yeah. Was an old man in the store, and I had to say, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, but I was in your store yesterday, and I took this baseball and a Farrah Fawcett button. And
you know what my parents made me
right
do,
out of
Gabe?
A movie?
You're going to love the
right
Scottish in it, right? So,
I had to work there. Same thing. Like, he's like, well, I said, is there anything I can do to work here? Anything I can do to pay this off? And he told me. He said, you know what? You coming in here, you just learned a lesson right now by admitting your mistake, young man. And he goes, I'm going to let you keep the baseball. But he goes, this button's a little too racy for you. And he took the button back from me, Cam.
Nice. No, same thing. Like, I hated stealing. Like, I'm not, you know me. Like, I got no poker face, no nothing. First time I went into the store, I go, you know what? All my buddies are like, ah, just take some hockey cards. I'm so brutal, sweating, freaking out. I get caught, right? So I'm like, okay. So yeah, same thing. I go home, da-da-da-da-da. So yeah, no, but this guy wasn't nice, Gabe. Like, after I returned the cards, I apologized. He still made me work a shift. Like, that back in the day, like, I was just like, holy geez, I'm stocking shelves for this guy. Like, never steal again. You said it, buddy. I can't steal. Like, I got no game, nothing. You could tell. You know, even when I'm doing the show, you could tell by my facial expression what's going on. Like, I can't hide
stealing.
Anything.
Stealing is wrong, and we've all made mistakes. I was a dumb juvenile delinquent. I'm not going to get into it, but, like, I made mistakes, and sometimes I wonder when I have bad beats. I'm like, yeah, well, you shouldn't have done that when you were 13, bro. You know what I mean? It's not like it was another life. Same body, same mind, same soul. People want to forget things we've done. We've all made mistakes. All right, Muhammad, I like what he says. He goes, who would have known that Morenci would dedicate the end of 2020 to hot chicks? TV shows in the past, and somebody brings up Christina Applegate, Married with Children. I lived in Hollywood when Married with Children was big, and it was rolling. And my roommate,
now
the guy
talking.
Who lived in my building. Thanks, my man. You heard of Married with Children? So, you like Christina Applegate, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Christina Applegate.
Kelly Bundy.
Like I said,
yep.
I lived in Hollywood, and like doing it in my building, I had a massive crush on her and stuff, but it was kind of creepy. He could actually meet her. They filmed the show like down the street from us. So he used to go to all the tapings and stuff. And she called his bluff. Like, he used to go, hey, man, like, you know, we got to go out. We got to go out to like the Sunset Strip to a metal bar. And some night, one night, she just looked over and she goes, I'm going to the whiskey tonight. I'll see you later. Like, she told point blank. He came back and was so like, he's like, oh my God. Well, whatever, Ken. She meant she was going to the whiskey on her own. Like, didn't mean she was going to go home with him. But she's actually a really cool chick. She was actually really cool, Christina Applegate. All right, so John Doe says Kelly Bundy's the GOAT. Yeah, I like her. I like her. She's not
I'm going
like,
to be honest with you.
That entire show was hysterical. That entire show was hilarious. With the one-liners are just killer.
Kelly Bundy, Ken?
Hey, Morenci, I shouldn't admit this. No, I'd rather do Peg Bundy than her. I'm not a
Peg. I got to be honest.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, whatever. If you want to tell your buddies what you did, yeah, you do, Kelly. You want to have a good time, you go with the mom. No doubt.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't. And wish you had. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
As long as you can remember.
There's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you. It's meant memories, family, friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun. Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Honey, I've got some bad news for you.
Not now, Marge. I'm waiting for the new XFL season. Who will win this year's million-dollar game? Who? Who?
Honey.
The X is for extreme.
There is no XFL this year.
The league folded.
Who told you?
Last year's MVP. He sweeps up toenails at the beauty parlor.
And I tell you what, though, everyone says, oh, you know, you're talking about sports, talking about sports. Yeah, we talk about sports 365, 24/7. It's the last show of our year here tonight. Marianne Pass going to lighten it up. We'll get to the picks, but everybody's throwing it down. Tom Baker says Elaine from Seinfeld. Elaine from Seinfeld? Mm, I've never been attracted to Elaine, but in real life, she is hot. Like, or she's got that smart, sort of rich girl hotness about her. And she's cool, too. Tony right away is like, no. But I never looked as Elaine, in a sexual manner. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, no. I dream of Jeannie.
I dream of Jeannie? Pretty good. Yeah. She is very good.
Yeah.
You know what? My ex-girlfriend, one of her dudes that she was with when I lived in Hollywood actually had sex with I Dream a Genie girl in real life. Another thing is, too, this will freak you guys out. A buddy of mine had sex with
Martha
Stewart.
I think she's still alive, too. I don't think she's passed away yet, Genie. Barbara Eden.
No. But how about that, Cam? A buddy of mine had sex with Martha Stewart.
I just threw up a little bit.
Interesting.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know. The thing is, Gabe, I got no problem with it. I don't know
time,
how to,
bro. Dude, she smokes weed. Great wine.
Yeah, you know what?
She cooks great.
Yeah.
Dude, she hangs out with Snoop Dogg, bro. I gotta tell. No, like that's what I'm saying.
I know.
I didn't believe my. No. I didn't even believe my buddy at first, and then other guys are like, no, it's true. I saw it. Like, the thing is, it was right when Martha. She wasn't like that. She wasn't that big again. She wasn't that big yet. She was just sort of breaking loose. Martha Stewart, listen, you got to be in Martha Stewart camp, sort of like, if you're in the, you know, that sort of waspy, if you like the suburban thing, she's the queen of it, but she's edgier than people think. We'll put it that way. Dude, my buddy lived in New York
City.
And
she taught Snoop Dogg.
What's happened, Ben?
Martha taught Snoop Dogg. You can be in every television. Yeah, Martha's taught Snoop Dogg. You can be in every television commercial known to man, just like me. You're in SodaStream. You're in Corona beer ads. You're doing boxing matches now, play-by-play. He's everywhere, Snoop Dogg.
Listen, Ben, I'm going to cut you some slack a couple of times when you jump in. But it's got to be good, bro. Like, imagine, Babano, imagine you're sitting on, like, the Johnny Carson set here. You're on, like, the end of the couch here, bro, right now. And you keep jumping in. Cam, he's killing me here, Cam. You hear what I'm saying? Cam's Ed McMahon. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, Cam? Yeah? I'm in the middle of a story about how my buddy had sex with Martha Stewart, which is pure gold. And Babano says, so Babano, you think Martha Stewart need to teach Snoop Dogg how to pimp himself and hustle commercials? That's what you interrupted me for? Your picks better win tonight, Babano.
She's doing it a ton. Now Snoop is, yeah. And they've been hanging out. All right, continue.
Yeah. Do you know anything about anything besides, like, that's not, like, hockey and handicapping? Like, is there one thing, Babano, like, that you can come at? Like, are you a, do you know horror movies? Like, what is your interest besides this crap? What is, like, the one interest? Like, yeah, I collect stamps. I'm actually, yeah, you know what? You guys don't know this, but I'm actually into, like, Roman history. Like, what is your deal besides this, Babano?
Well, other than, like, this is the kind of job, and Tony knows this, it's hard to watch a lot of stuff other than sports. It's different. Yeah. But I watched a lot of old sitcoms, movies. I'll watch and try to keep up with them. You know, I'm watching more Netflix than that. In terms of hobbies, though, like other than, you know, golfing occasionally, going to a movies, visiting with friends, and usually when I'm visiting with friends, what the hell are we watching? We're watching sports. So you're right. In terms of pop culture, my mind's off at times with it.
No, not just pop culture.
Gabe, I have a Quaalude detector, and I searched 60s houses.
Tony, yeah. Listen, you've been a capper forever. You've been gambling your whole life. You're an older gentleman.
Yeah.
So am I. Don't say it. Like one of my best friends ever was Dave Malinsky. And may he rest in peace. And cheers, Dave. I love you, buddy. Dave. Dave's passion was music. He's a handicapper, but every day, like, passion was music. Mm-hmm. Passion was hiking. That's how he died. He fell off a freaking cliff, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you, Bano, for your own health, man. Like, I'm not saying this, Bano, like, to rip you or like, right? Like, even me personally, I've lived too much. Like, consumed with games and the show and all. The echo is pissing me off, and I can't believe it. We have technical problems and stuff. But I'm telling you, man, you got to have, like, I'm just surprised. Like, there's nothing, man. You don't have one thing. Like I say, you can't say, you know what? I like going to Swiss Chalet every 2 days. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, something. You know what I mean, Cam? And it's one thing, and I found it recently again in playing guitar. I might even bust a guitar out tonight again on the show here. We'll shred a little bit. But playing guitar, going for a walk, you know what I mean? Like something, watching other stuff that isn't something, Cam. And you know what I mean, Tony? As a handicapper, like you know what I mean? Like you think LeBron James or Michael Jordan, like Michael Jordan used to gamble to get away from basketball. You've got to get away from what you do, guys.
Yeah.
Steve Vai is one of the greatest guitarists ever played
the
freaking guitar. All right? Steve Vai is one of the greatest guitarists ever played a guitar. He goes, once a year, I don't play for like a month. And he goes, I don't like it, but he goes, I don't play for like a month. Just to let the energy drain, Cam. You and I don't have that chance because we're on every goddamn day, buddy. But you know what I'm saying, Cam? You got to have that outlet. Yeah. You're out, Liz. You watch Dateline. You know what I mean? Now I'm watching these German, like, crime shows and stuff like that. I'm playing guitar. You know what I mean? You got to have something in life. Otherwise, man, like, if you have no interest, like, what? You're like a dying plant.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. You know, you said it. There's a lot more to this. I'd take more vacation, Gabe, but you know what? We work a lot, and, you know, I get pleasure from the show. It's just one of those things. Yeah, like, moving forward, I think I'm going to be, you know, probably doing a lot more stuff, because I got to be honest with you, you got to live your life. As for ladies that we were talking about, I got a real thing for Julie Newmar, the Catwoman.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah, no, I'll end this conversation, because I got to get going pretty soon. Like, I got a big day ahead of me. I got to go pick up Haynes, or I got to go meet my parents. I got to do a lot of stuff, and I got to do that show with Mish tomorrow. But here's the deal. Catwoman in the original Batman, yeah, she's my, like, that's my woman right there. Julie Newmar, she rocks.
All the Catwomen are hot. Even that Anne Hathaway, who's kind of stuck up in real life, she was hot in the movie. But Babano, you know, let me say it to you, and you do, though, Babano. There's no way, Babano, that you're able to rap to us these songs and all the karaoke that you know. You love music.
Yeah, so music's a passion. Yeah, music's a passion. But you're saying you got to go out and do things. What the hell am I going to do in a pandemic? I like going to restaurants. Can't do that now. I like going to concerts. Can't do that now. I like going to sporting events. Can't do that now.
I didn't ask you about going out. That's a simple thing. Like, you no, that's just it. I don't want to seem like you're empty.
Those are things I do, Morenci. Those are things I've done for years. I can't do them now. I haven't been able to do any of this crap that I like doing for the last year, and it's bothered me. You know, I feel like I'm a rat here, just circling, and trying to wait for this thing to pass. And see, you can tell my frustration's coming out now.
You were crying about, oh, your life sucks as a college basketball game was canceled. No, but you do. There you go. See, but
yeah, it is. I mean, sports is what I wake up to and do now. That's
the spirit of Christmas. I'm like the spirit of Christmas. See, I just gave a man a hope. He's got passion in music. All right, Cam. So listen, we're going to be on Game Time Decisions tomorrow. So on the way out here, what's your pick?
Yeah.
We're going to get Tony Finn's picks. We'll get a couple of picks from Babano on the way out here, too. But what's your pick, Cam, for tomorrow? Tulsa and Mississippi State.
Yeah, Gabe, you would have been proud of me. I was listening to a little bit of Sabbath in the shower. Here are the picks. Tulsa money line under. Love that play. Looking at West Virginia right now, I worry, though, because Army is a disciplined team. Got to do a little more research, as you talked about. And it's got to be San Jose State in a teaser. We love these guys. They've been great to us all year. Every time we bet on them, they come through. And Ball State might have beat Buffalo. These guys are going to get their butts kicked. Give me the Spartans, baby.
Give them the Spartans, the Raging Redhead. Love you, Cam. Great day today. I know it's been long.
Yeah,
for
love you.
You
too, man.
Gregory in Philadelphia says, I don't know, maybe Wednesday's a bad night for Cam. Wednesdays are like your long day too, but it's not even golf season right now. But we appreciate it. You stepping up.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's on Wednesdays, Gabe, because it's the day before golf tournaments begin.
I know. Yeah, exactly. So we'll catch you tomorrow. True. Like I said, Cam, you like my tweet earlier when that website, Mediaite, said, here's the list of all the major networks and how you can watch the New Year's Eve celebrations. I said, yes, Sports Grid at 6 best. O'clock.
Like, Sports Grid, 6 o'clock. There you go.
A picture of Anderson Cooper. Yeah, there we go. Anderson Cooper and his buddy there from A&E. Guys, gonna get all.
Yeah,
drunk.
You guys might be a little bit more entertaining than Ryan Crest Smile Seacrest. That's for sure on Rockin' Eve.
Hey,
yeah, Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper. Yeah, those guys can suck it. Tune into Game Time Decisions tomorrow, man. We know what's really going on. You want a New Year's party, right, Tony? Quaaludes included, just to me and Gabe. Gabe,
okay.
You're on your own, baby. Love you guys.
Cam, happy new year, Cam. All the best to you. We love you.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I heard your little chuckle there, Finn. We'll move on from that. Yeah, we'll move on.
Okay.
We'll move on from that. I didn't even get Cam's take on Zdeno Chara. We'll get Babano's take on that. But so... Tony Finn, Ian Cameron, have you guys encountered before? you know, Finn.
Well, I've seen some of Tony's work at Wager Talk. I've seen some of Tony's videos at Wager Talk because there's a lot of friends of mine in the business that are with Wager Talk, and I certainly wish them all the best. And Tony, whenever he talks on a video or a show he's doing, he's like, it gets people in a trance. You know, he has this unique delivery, and it's just, you know, it's where's he going to go with this now? What road is he going to turn on now, and what direction is he leading us in? But I love it. It's unique. It's definitely Tony Finn, and only Tony Finn.
You should do books on tape, Tony. You should do books on tape. It's true. Books on tape with Tony Finn.
I agree.
I know. They put a time clock up in my videos and say, listen, Tony, when that thing sits 2:00, you're to shut up. I don't shut up.
Yeah, we have that problem here too.
Just cut me off, Gabe. I know.
That's why you love coming on the show. That's why I love you, Tony. Because you got no beef. Because, you know, normally I'm like, man, 3 hours pass, and me and Tony get to 4 games, right? And Tony's like, oh, I didn't even know the time passed.
But
it's good to catch up with you, Tony, here. It's good to catch up here this evening. So we mentioned we got Tulsa in the morning. Tulsa, listen, is it too obvious we go with Tulsa, that great defense against Mississippi State? No, I got no beef with Mike Leach, but screw him and his pop gun popcorn offense. This Tulsa Golden Hurricane are a bunch of street-tough kids from Oklahoma City, from Tulsa, from the state of Oklahoma.
Yep.
And they also have 62 players from the state of Texas, guys, that are playing in Texas. And they're excited about it. We're getting the picks on the other side. Break it.
We do this 24 hours a day, working hard to bring you the news you can use. Get on the grid. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network. Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite. And don't forget our mobile app. So if you're not getting it, you're just not trying. Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Look at that anger management. Class continues. I'm ready. A couple of things I wanted to get to, actually. We got the crew kicking with us. I know it's been a long day for Cam. He's going to hang out. Tony Finn wants to say hi. He's going to step up and in level two. We got Ian Cameron with us. But a couple of things
Come
I
on,
wanted
seven.
To get to, actually.
Come on, seven.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, we won. We won. TikTok man. Put that TikTok. In your pipe and smoke it. What a cover.
Hey, all right,
That's
Cam.
First.
What a call. Woo!
Last to first. Wow, I hit the exacta too, I think. 7-9. Yeah, there we go. Oh, boy. This is going to $2. Should have played a little harder. What are you going to
What were the odds on the horse? What did it pay? What were the odds?
7-1. 6-1, Gabe. He was 7, went down to 6.
I gotta tell you though, Mr. Goldster in our chat, he's a big fan of yours. I know he loves your horse picks, so he was waiting for you to start throwing some out. So you need some more. If we have some more, if you got more picks, Cam's on a roll here. But a couple of things I wanted to get to, and you know, Babano, you know, remember I told you the other night, it was 2 nights ago, you joined me on Sunday. What did I tell you? What did I say last night? And I said it on the show again, but I said last 2 nights. What did I tell you, Babano? I said the Buffalo Bills will have fans at their playoff games. Cuomo will let them in. Cuomo, like, doesn't mess with Western New York. He'll let them in. Boom. Buffalo Bill fans. But so 7,600 fans, Cam, allowed in Buffalo. And I saw, like, some people are upset. We'll get the guy's thoughts on the other side. But some guys are upset. People are complaining. Basically, you need to have a COVID test to get in. Not a vaccination. But you need to have a negative coronavirus test done at their clinic. So basically, you go to where they tell you, it costs $63. You get your test, and then boom, you bring your paperwork and your app to the game with you. Otherwise, you're not getting in. People are already complaining. Like, it's not asking a lot. Like, if people get tested, like, really? Bring it.
Live odds. Lines. Matchups. Injury reports. And news you can use. Sports Grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.